That noise, it's really the sound of summer. And have you noticed a lot of flies around lately? I'm getting texts of people who have and others who haven't. In a lot of the country, water cooler talk has been rather insect focused for the past month or so. Mosquitoes in Melbourne and South Australia, bush flies in Tamworth, butterflies in Queensland. Dr. Christine Lambkin is a curator of entomology at the Queensland Museum. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Patricia.
So it's a big country, lots of insects, lots of different weather patterns. Is this a particularly unusual spring for some insects?
It's a little bit different from usual. We're definitely seeing up in the Brisbane and southeast Queensland area, we've seen a lot more butterflies this spring than we have for many years. There are suggestions even maybe 10 years. So, yes, there do seem to be more insects. People are noticing them more.
Okay. Do we have any hard and fast evidence yet, or is it just anecdotal at this stage? Because, you know, I've got to say I've noticed more insects, but I'm just one person in Melbourne noticing some extra insects. There's no science to my observation.
Exactly. Now, that's the real issue. When we say that there are more insects, it does take an expert to sort of measure and in a comparative way. So definitely the people in Queensland have noticed, and in northern New South Wales, certainly noticed large numbers of caper whites that came through this year, much more than in previous years. I have collected in this area, and yes, I did find on a couple of weekends, we had about 2 weeks with a large number of flies. Unfortunately, they weren't the flies that most people think of as flies. They're the flies that I actually work on. And so I could say, yes, I did very well over a couple of weeks. So there obviously was a mass emergence of those. And we're getting reports of numbers. Oh, and I've seen evidence, that is photographic evidence, of large numbers of little tiny bugs that people didn't realise that they actually were true bugs, up here in Queensland, in massive numbers, and obviously breeding as well, so that it wasn't just the adults that people were seeing. There were also the large number of the immatures. So yes, there is some definite evidence up here. I haven't seen any real evidence from photographic type evidence from elsewhere in Australia, and that's why I always have to be very wary about what I say.
Victoria's had its second wettest September on record since 1916. South Australian researchers say that soil moisture and humidity have led to higher numbers of mosquitoes across recording sites. And I'm in Victoria and I can, you know, you just have to interview my children and ask them about mosquito bites, which they basically have all over their bodies all the time. Are these the kind of conditions in which mosquitoes breed? Is this why we're seeing a lot of mosquitoes as well?
Absolutely. So mosquitoes only take a couple of days to lay eggs, and then you've got, in a matter of weeks, you've got a whole new set of adults. So they'll go through their whole life cycle in a matter of weeks. And the conditions have been so good around Australia this last winter and spring that's why we're getting large numbers of mosquitoes and other flies. So that's the other thing people don't realise. Mosquitoes actually are flies.
Yes. I'm so glad you can tell Australia that, because I didn't know that, and I'm a bit embarrassed, but I'm glad you've corrected the record. Now I know. Mosquitoes are flies. They're just blood-sucking flies.
Yes, a lot of flies do blood suck. So March flies also blood suck. And most people know about those, as do biting midges. Again, these are all flies. So to be a fly, all that you need is an insect that in its adult stage only has two wings. And so that's the diagnostic character for flies. And most people, if they actually stop and look at a fly closely, will realise that that's exactly what they have. They have two wings rather than four, like most other insects.
Now, I have lots of other questions of my own, but really the listeners often come up with better questions than me, so I need to use them, and this one is fantastic. PK, not only are there more flies, they also seem to be completely immune to AeroGuard now. I can shower in AeroGuard and they still land all over me. And that is actually, that's a thing, right? Because I have had this experience too.
Oh, I can't verify that one. I don't tend to use Erigard so much these days. I tend to use some of the other formulae that are out. And actually, I have a lovely one that's done by a group called Nature's Botanicals, which is a little bit more natural. And I find it's probably more effective than most of the others.
Okay, so spring is over now and we're officially in summer, although
yes.
If you live in Melbourne, you wouldn't know it. Have we made it through the worst of the fly season?
No. It's definitely still coming. And in as far as bush flies go, for example, bush flies don't manage to overwinter as adults in the southern states. They're usually carried in from northern Queensland and the Northern Territory via the storms in spring, and they then start to breed up again in dung down in the southern states. So you will be awaiting higher populations.
Okay. All right. Get used to the flies, people. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Christine Lampkin. She's curator of entomology at Queensland Museum. And if there are any entomologists listening who do want to do research on AeroGuard and it perhaps not working for everyone like it used to, I think there's definitely worth researching. Perhaps it's already going on and I've missed it. 0418 226 576 is the number that you can text on if you have fly stories of your own to share, or if you have any opinions about anything we've discussed tonight. There have been lots of topics, the Adani coal mine and of course the Adler shotgun as well.
From the founder of Apple to comedian Andy Samberg, from the head of Netflix to the man who built the World Wide Web, from the creators of the record-breaking podcast Serial to startups that are breaking ground right here in Australia, if you want to hear from the movers and the shakers, media, technology and culture around Australia and the globe, there is literally one show. It also happens to be the most literally named show. Download this show with me, Mark Fennell. Media, technology, culture. Find it on the RN website now or on the ABC Radio app.